Greetings. Welcome to another edition of the Bronco Report podcast. My name is BJ Raines, the Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune and our website, idahopress.com. Another Friday night ESPN matchup for Boise State this week. Their second in a row, but this one figures to be a different kind of challenge. The Broncos heading on the road to face number 25 Fresno State in what's been called by some the game of the year in the Mountain West Conference, going back to even media days in Las Vegas. The two preseason favorites to win their division and predicted to meet in the first Mountain West Conference championship game, and it should be a great game Friday night. And here to help us break it down for a few minutes and preview it is Robert Kuwata, the beat writer for the Fresno Bee. Robert, thanks so much for joining us. We've heard a lot of talk about this just being another game from the Fresno State side. I know Derek Carr said it multiple times in his press conference yesterday. Just another game. But really, with everything on the line, is this just another game for Fresno State?
Absolutely not. I mean, they need to try and convince themselves that it is, because they came up much smaller than the big games that they played in last year. But I think everybody here knows the impact that this game can have on the program, the magnitude of it with what they're trying to do. So, not just another game.
Yeah, I mentioned Derek Carr, and obviously everybody knows the numbers. Last year, passed for over 4,000 yards, 37 touchdowns. Obviously, he's off to an even better start this year, 661 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, only 1 interception. Just how good is Derek Carr, and what makes him so good?
You know, the thing that separates Derek from a lot of college quarterbacks that I've covered is just his preparation level. Very hard to get him to make a mistake. I know Boise State did last year, which is something I wrote about earlier in the week, but the amount of time he puts in the film study and understanding what the defense is trying to do to them, I think he's cut above most in that regard.
Now, we're visiting with Robert Kuwata, the Fresno State beat writer for the Fresno Bee. Now, I know Fresno State had the game canceled against Colorado on Saturday due to the dangerous flooding down there in the Boulder, Colorado area. How did that game getting canceled change things for Fresno State as far as their preparations for Boise State?
Well, it actually took what would have been a short week and extended it there if you were able to, get an extra day in there, which they would not have had, and I think they'll make good use of that. I do think they missed quite a bit by not playing that game, just from the standpoint that they had a lot of questions that they needed to answer before playing a team like Boise State. I mean, they had a lot of questions tackling, they had a lot of questions converting third downs, I mean, a lot of questions about defending deep passing game. They didn't get a chance to do any of that last week, so there's still a little bit of uncertainty for them going into this game.
What's the feeling around campus and around the town of Fresno? Obviously, Boise State, I think, has won 7 straight meetings in the series by an average score of something like 45-17. You know, the games haven't been all that close as far as the final score goes. This would appear to be the best chance that Fresno State has in several years to pull it off and beat Boise State this year. And obviously, a lot riding on this game as far as possibly having home field advantage for the first championship game. What's kind of the feeling around town? How excited are folks for this game?
You know, I've been here about 2 years now. Fresno's kind of an odd town in that way. You can't go anywhere without seeing people in Fresno State gear. But, you know, on Monday leading into game week, they had like 32,000 tickets sold. So I think everybody wants to see Fresno State do well. Everybody wants to see them compete well in this game. But, it's kind of a weird vibe. You're not sure they're going to sell a place out, which would be, surprising, really, for a game like this.
What is the capacity of the stadium there?
41.
Okay. Now, I mentioned Derek Carr earlier. Obviously, he's very talented, possible first-round NFL draft pick. But, you know, let's talk about the receivers for a minute. I mean, maybe tell our listeners a little bit about those guys. And I know the supporting cast around Derek Carr is one of the things that helps make him so good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's got some very good receivers to work with. He's got a big tight end in Marcel Jensen. You know, the two outside guys, Josh Harper and Devontae Adams, can play anywhere, not just in the Mountain West, I would think, in BCS level conferences. Isaiah Burse, obviously a dynamic player, you know, special teams as well as within the offense. So there's definitely some weapons there that he can play around with. To this point, you know, it's been a question of finding, just taking what defenses are giving him. I think the longest pass play they've had is 27
it sounds like for Boise State fans that their offense is very similar to Washington, a lot of quick passes out in space and have a lot of one-on-one situations as far as tackling goes. I would assume that, you know, whether they're saying it publicly or not, the Fresno State coaches have to be looking at the struggles Boise State had against Washington and trying to, you know, duplicate some of those things.
Yes, tempo is something that they're going to try and push in this game, obviously. And when you look at Washington was able to do with Boise State in the opener there. But, you know, Fresno State tries to push tempo every game, and they weren't really able to do that against Boise State last year. It's something that they feel like they need to do more of this year.
Now, let's go to the defense for a second. As far as the Fresno State defense goes, you know, going against the Boise State offense, what's been the talk there as far as how they hope to stop the Boise State offense? You know, obviously Boise State offense, we mentioned that they struggled against Washington, but they've looked much better the last two games. And I know something you wrote about on the Fresno Bees website, you know, about how the defensive backs are needing to be more physical, something they didn't do very well against Rutgers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that has to be something that concerns them at this point. I mean, you look at the physicality and size of the Boise State skill players. I mean, they're going to be bigger than the players trying to tackle them. So if they can get the ball and make people miss in space and even run through some tackles, I mean, Fresno State's really got to rally the ball, get people there, and get those guys down. Because, like I said, they did not do a great job of that against Rutgers.
Final thing for Robert Kuwata, the outstanding beat writer for the Fresno Bee. I won't ask you for a prediction for this game, but what are maybe a couple keys, a couple things that from the Fresno State side of you know of things that they you know need to do or that could be big in determining which team comes out on top?
Well, I think they need to, like we talked about, push tempo offensively. They need to do a much better job on first downs against Boise State's defense to try and get them running around a little bit defensively. Tackling is going to be a huge issue for them. I mean, they're not the most physical team out there, so they really need to do a good job of getting the Boise guys on the ground.
It sounds like it should be a great game. It sounds like two very similar teams, Robert, and looking forward to getting out there. My first visit to Fresno here in a couple days, and it should be an exciting game. Thanks so much for joining us, and folks can check out your excellent work at FresnoBee.com, and looking forward to a great game on Friday night.
They do. Should be a really good game.
That's Robert Kuwata, Fresno State beat writer for the Fresno Bee. Obviously, the big game Friday night against Boise State, an ESPN game, 7 p.m. Mountain Time is the start. Should be a great game, and looking forward to it. Stay tuned to IdahoPress.com for the latest news. We get you set for kickoff. I'm BJ Raines. Have a good afternoon.